The Florida prosecutor's report concluded that there is no evidence of intentional misconduct or that the Boston FBI agent acted with any degree of malice when he shot and killed 27-year-old Ibrahim Todashev in Orlando, Florida last May. Todashev, who was planning to leave the country within a matter of days, had agreed to be interviewed in his apartment. According to the report, he was wielding a long metal pole and lunged at the agent shortly after confessing to taking part in a triple homicide in Waltham in September of 2011. 7 shots were fired altogether, according to the report. The agent fired his .40-caliber Glock 23 pistol again when Todashev continued to advance. Jeffrey Ashton is the state prosecutor for Orlando. His office carried out the investigation.
The way I wrote the report basically mirrors the analysis I actually did. You have a version of events which is given by both the trooper and the agent, which are basically consistent. That version clearly establishes that it was done in self-defense. The question then becomes, is there evidence that would either confirm that version or refute that version? And as I said in my report, I looked to the various kinds of evidence for that. I looked to the peripheral witnesses. You know, is there anything in the peripheral witnesses that would refute the officer's version of the events? And there wasn't in particular. I then looked to the forensic evidence. Is there anything here that would refute their version of the events? And ultimately, I came to the conclusion that it is all consistent.
The Florida report describes an FBI agent and 2 Massachusetts state policemen who were well aware of Todashev's reputation as a, quote, fearless fighter with an arrest history of violence. The officers, according to the report, acknowledged that it was risky to meet with Todashev in his tiny apartment, a meeting that dragged on late into the night of May 21st into the early morning hours of May 22nd, a 4.5-hour interview. The officers had watched videos of Todashev's mixed martial arts bouts and took this into consideration. They discussed this and decided, according to the summary of the investigation, that the benefits of an interview outweighed the risk. The heavily redacted investigation includes more than 1,000 pages, including supplements, witness testimonies, diagrams and photos of the apartment, and of the deceased. The report also found that the Boston FBI agent in the company of the 2 state troopers, quote, engaged in what is described by the officers as a cooperative, non-coercive discussion that eventually led Mr. Todashev to admit some involvement in the triple homicide in September of 2011. That probe into the murders of Brendan Mess, Raphael Tekin, and Eric Weissman in Waltham continues. Minutes after Florida released its report on a special website, the Justice Department Civil Rights Division sent a link to reporters spelling out its conclusions. Its main finding does not differ from the state prosecutor's, but the DOJ's report, which was investigated by the FBI, has determined that the evidence does not reveal a violation of the, quote, applicable federal criminal civil rights statutes or warrant further federal criminal investigation. And that is a problem, says Carol Rose, executive director of the Massachusetts American Civil Liberties Union, which has joined with the Todashev family in challenging official versions of events leading up to the death of Ibrahim Todashev.
It's not at all surprising that the FBI would exonerate itself, because reports have shown that in 150 cases, they've exonerated themselves 150 times. But again, that tends to raise more questions than it answers.
Todashev, a mixed martial artist, confessed a role in the triple homicides on Harding Street in Waltham, according to the report. The confession was recorded by the homicide investigators. In a WGBH interview several months ago that is cited on page 145 of the state prosecutor's report, John Allen, the owner of the gym where Todashev and Tamerlan Tsarnaev worked out, says he was concerned about Todashev's temper.
Ibrahim, I mean, for lack of a better word, I mean, to me, he's crazy.
John Allen says he was a gifted fighter.
So it's very good for training partners, especially for jiu-jitsu. They don't go as hard as wrestlers, or for MMA, you don't get hurt. You know, it's nice to work with someone who's very technical and flexible. So I was intrigued, and I wanted him in the gym for that reason.
And that exchange caught the attention of the FBI and the state prosecutor's office.
So I remember the first day, you know, it was with another instructor, and I said, hey, ask him if he has money to pay. And, you know, Ibrahim said, I have no money, but I'll, you know, I'll do whatever I can, you know, I can fight for you. And he started to try to communicate, and he was cut off by the instructor. He said, well, maybe you can help out around the gym, you know, maybe like sweep the mats. And then he all of a sudden went crazy. No, this against my religion. I never sweep mats. This woman's work. I'm a man. I'll never, ever sweep a mat for a man. You know, like, I know sweep mats, but I will fight your enemies to my last breath and see them dead.
Law enforcement officials in the months leading up to the release of the investigation findings also steered reporters to a 2010 auto incident involving Todashev and another driver, in which Todashev was described as belligerent. He was arraigned in Boston Municipal Court, and the case was continued without a finding. But friends of the Chechen man and his lawyers says his reputation for violence may be a smokescreen to rationalize his killing. Hassan Shibli is a lawyer for the family and the head of the Florida chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
One thing to keep in mind, one thing we were aware of, is that the focus of the investigation was on the actual second the FBI pulled the trigger, whereas as a civil rights organization, we're far more concerned with the potential abuses of civil rights that occurred prior to the questioning, during the questioning, and after the questioning. Only last week we documented that the FBI made sure that his closest friends were either forcibly removed from the country or were prohibited from returning to the country, and they made sure this was all done before the investigation was released.
Shibley said in a text statement to WGBH today that the report does not, quote, exonerate the agents of any negligence or wrongdoing on their part, which could have avoided the death of a suspect in questioning. A cursory review of the report reveals several concerns and key inconsistencies and leaves many important questions unanswered, unquote. But Jeffrey Ashton, the Florida prosecutor, says he stands by his report.
A decision is only as good as the facts it's based on. I think that we went to great lengths to get every material fact we could about this case. You know, we even turned to Mr. Todashev's family to say, if there's anything you have, please give it to us and we will consider it. If there are other facts out there that I don't know about, then, you know, those facts might have changed my mind. But based on what we have and what we've found, I am very confident that we got this right, that this was, in fact, a use of force in self-defense and defense of others.
We represent the Todashev family.
Todashev lawyers, including Eric Luton, at an August press conference in Florida, said they had faith in the Orlando State Attorney's inquiry.
We believe that if the facts show improper conduct, Mr. Ashton will hold the law enforcement officers accountable. We intend to demonstrate to Mr. Todashev and his family that in this great country, there can be justice.
That was in August. Now, the ACLU and Todashev lawyers says they are conducting their own investigation and hope to present their findings soon. With the Florida and DOJ FBI reports now in, attention shifts to Waltham, where the murders of three men remain unsolved, albeit the reported confession of a key witness, now dead. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.